Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Speer. Federal prosecutors have announced charges in more than a dozen cases stemming from the pro-Trump riot that overran the Capitol this week. As NPR's Ryan Lucas explains, one of those facing charges is a West Virginia state legislator.
Federal prosecutors say they have three command centers running 24/7 on the investigation. They are working closely with the FBI, other federal law enforcement agencies, as well as the D.C. Metro Police Department. Prosecutors from the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. say they have more than a dozen cases involving federal charges so far. Among the individuals charged is an Arkansas man who allegedly broke into House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office. Another is Derek Evans, a delegate in the West Virginia legislature. The FBI says it is combing through tips provided by the public as it works to identify the people involved in the mayhem at the Capitol and bring them to justice. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The Arkansas man was arrested today in his home state after turning himself in to authorities there. President Trump confirms he will not attend President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. As NPR's Scott Detrow reports, Biden says Trump would not have been welcome.
Earlier in the transition, Biden said he'd hoped Trump would attend to demonstrate the peaceful transition of power. Biden says Vice President Pence would be welcome to attend, but that after Trump encouraged a siege of the Capitol, he's glad the outgoing president will not be on the inaugural platform.
He's exceeded even my worst notions about him. He's been an embarrassment to the country, embarrassed us around the world. Not worthy to hold that office.
House Democrats are pushing to impeach Trump again in his final days in office. Biden says he'd fully support the move if there were more time left in Trump's term. But with less than 2 weeks to go, Biden says he'll leave that decision up to Congress and focus on his own term, which begins January 20th. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
House Democrats reportedly are planning to introduce articles of impeachment against President Trump Monday. That's according to sources familiar with the discussion. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, along with Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, had previously made a formal request to Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and force Trump from office. As for the president's remarks last night decrying the violence, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine tells NPR's Here and Now it's too little too late.
He's trying to paper over a disastrous incitement of only the second attack on the U.S. Capitol in American history, and to finally throw out some platitudes after it's all said and done. He's already torched the place.
The violent riot at the U.S. Capitol left five people dead, including a police officer and a woman who was shot by police after charging inside the building. Stocks bounced around today before closing modestly higher. The Dow was up 56 points to 31,097. The NASDAQ rose 134 points. The S&P 500 gained 20 points today. You're listening to NPR. The World Health Organization says COVID-19 vaccines are not being distributed equitably. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports the WHO is worried that wealthy nations are hoarding vaccine doses.
The WHO has called on nations to stop making individual deals with pharmaceutical companies to purchase COVID vaccines. The Global Health Organization says the scramble for limited doses is driving up prices for everyone and blocking healthcare workers in low-income nations from getting access to the inoculations. Bruce Aylward, a senior advisor to the WHO's director general, says nearly 50% of high-income countries have now started vaccinating their frontline workers.
0% of the low-income countries are vaccinating. That is not equitable access.
The WHO is calling on countries and vaccine manufacturers to distribute the vaccines through a global alliance called COVAX, with each nation getting a portion of available doses based on the size of its population. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
Automaker GM says it intends to unveil a new marketing campaign that will include a revision to the company's corporate logo, with an increased focus on reshaping the company as a clean vehicle maker rather than a builder of gas-powered pickups and SUVs. The 112-year-old car maker has said it plans to roll out 30 new battery-powered vehicles globally by the end of 2025. Today, GM said the new campaign will highlight the company's vision for the future. GM says it will scrap its familiar square blue logo, replacing it with a lowercase GM surrounded by rounded corners. Crude oil futures prices closed higher, oil up $1.41 a barrel today in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.